Subject: the man I married is killing my love life. Dear Shirley and Steve, I am a very unhappily married 48-year-old black woman. The man I am married to is white. Not that that should matter, but it does. Shortly after getting married, I realized that the man I married does not understand me as a woman, much less a black woman. We have not been intimate in nearly 10 years and have been married for 11 years. I've been in love with another man for over a year now, and we were waiting for my youngest child from my first marriage to graduate high school before starting our life together. I know morally we are wrong, but my heart was out of this marriage long before I met this wonderful man. Well, here we are, weeks away from my daughter's graduation, and the man I married became ill. It would be easy for most women to just walk away from a man who does not support her financially or emotionally and has used the N-word on more than one occasion and even called me the B-word even after I told him. To me, it's like calling a white woman the C-word. Well, the man I married loves food, and that love has almost cost him his life. He is about 450 pounds and now has to wear a colostomy bag that I have to change and keep clean for him on top of working a full-time job. He doesn't try to take care of it himself. He'll just say, "I can't do it." He has no true friends, and although his family only lives 20 minutes away from us, they don't come to see him. He refers to himself as a jerk, and he is proud of this. Everything within me wants to just leave and start a new life with the man I love and who loves me. But I feel it would be so wrong to leave this man with no one to take care of him. My friends and family all say I should just go. What do you think? P.S. I refer to him as the man I married, not as my husband, because I feel husband is an honorable title that he does not deserve. Whew, what do we think? This is pretty nasty. I'm really surprised, though, that you're still with him. I mean, it's so obvious that this is not any kind of a marriage. Okay, you haven't been intimate with him right there for 10 out of the 11 years. You've been married to someone 11 years, and you haven't been intimate with them for 10 out of those 11. He's never supported you emotionally, financially. He's a racist. He's called you the N-word on more than one occasion. I just got to ask you, why have you just allowed him to treat you this way? Why are you staying for this? Calling someone, anyone, and especially your wife, the woman you're married to, Why are you calling her the N-word? That means a fight. That means something after you call somebody that. But you just stayed there and you just took his abuse. So I just want to know, why are you so guilty now? It's like you're guilted into staying and looking after and taking care of a man who doesn't have any friends or anything like that. His family lives 20 minutes away, but they don't come by. That could either be because he married a black woman or, you know, because they don't like him. You don't say. Okay, Steve, come on, Harvey. Steve.
Well, this is the letter I've been waiting on. Thank you, Jesus.
Taylor made for you.
Dear Shirley, Steve, I'm a very unhappily married 48-year-old black woman. The man I married is white. Not that it should matter, but it does. Well, let's get started right away. What the hell you bring it up for? You must want me to bring it up, too. That's how I look at these letters, folks. You brought it up, must want me to bring it up. Mm. Now, I normally don't like to do letters with race in it because I believe that people are the same everywhere, which is absolutely the case. We just have different idiosyncrasies. We done ran into them. Shortly after getting married, I realized that the man I married did not understand me as a woman, much less a black woman. Lady, it's hard for any man to understand a woman. But you in here with a jar of sulfur, eating a pressing comb on the damn stove, and he in here trying to cook. That's right, that's going to create a damn problem in the beginning. Because you learn later on that his ass weighs 450. Oh. He in there cooking. You got the jar of sulfur, eight, and the pressing comb on the stove, and you in the way. Let's get started right away now. We have not been intimate in nearly 10 years and have been married for 11. Number three. Who the hell ain't been intimate in 10 years?
Okay.
Huh? He ain't been intimate with you.
Uh-huh.
Fat boy somewhere with a 20 in his hand in a car in an alley. Something going down. I have been in love with another man for over a year now, and we are waiting for my youngest child from my first marriage to graduate high school before we start our lives together. Who told you this damn plan right here? Who plan is this? You ain't even filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. See, what you talking about? And then you gonna casually throw in you got a baby from the first marriage, you in the second marriage, and you dating somebody finna get in a third marriage, and you ain't out the second marriage. I know morally we are wrong, but my heart was out of this marriage long before I met this wonderful man. Excuse me. Does this wonderful man know you married? How wonderful is that? See, wonderful people do wonderful things. He doing something that's convenient for him. I hate to tell you this, lady, but this relationship gonna crash too. Cause you starting it wrong. Well, here we are weeks away from my daughter's graduation, and the man I married became ill. Hell, he ain't had sex in 10 years. I'd have been sick. I'd have got sick 30 days in. I'm trying to figure out how the hell it took him 10 years to get sick. I wouldn't be able to walk. I'd have had 8 strokes by now. My body be shut down on the left and the right side. I bet he is ill. It would be easy for most women to just walk away from a man who does not support her financially, emotionally, and has used the N-word and has used the N-word on more than one occasion.
Come on.
And called me the B-word even after I told him that's like calling the white woman the C-word. What are you all these initials for? What? Let's get to it. What is all these damn initials for? Here we go. The N-word, then the B-word, like calling the white woman NBC. That's NBC. That's where I work. You ain't finna break it down to just NBC. That ain't what this is. Well, the man I married loves food, and it almost cost him his life. He about 450 pounds, and now wear a colostomy bag, and I have to change it to keep it clean for him on top of the work of a full-time job. He don't try to take care of it himself. He'll just say, I can do it. Whoa, now we finna even this go. Oh, the N-word, huh? Oh, now the N-word supposed to come in here and change your damn
come
bag.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, now you need the N-word to come in here and the B to come in here and change your funky bag.
Yeah, the N of the B.
Well, I tell you what, if you can't change it, let it fill up. How about that?
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.